Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hey, have you ever had such paralyzing fear and performance anxiety about public speaking that it made you physically ill? Well, I've had, and today I'm going to tell you how I responded to that situation. Hi, my name is Anthony Linden. I am a professional corporate magician, team building trainer, and speaker. And today I'm going to share with you three secrets that I've developed to help me develop a more positive attitude towards public speaking. Hey, I want to get back to my story. I think you'll see the humor in this. It was back in July of 2020. I'm performing in a booth at the American Library Association trade show in Chicago. Now, the first day didn't go particularly well. I get back to the hotel room and the stress and the pressure just hit me like a ton of bricks. I spent most of that evening on the toilet with nausea. And the low point of that evening was sitting on the toilet and simultaneously leaning over to the bathtub and throwing up. That is, my friends, that is living the public speaking dream. That was really kind of a big release. I was able to pull myself together. But I've got to tell you, the gut-wrenching fear of having to go back out to that trade show booth for two more days, it just took its toll. I spent the whole evening in the washroom. I did get through it. I finished the 2 days. They weren't my best shows, but I muscled through it. I'm on the flight home and I'm just trying to process this and I'm trying to ask myself what the hell happened. And I made some career altering observations about my approach to public speaking. The first conclusion was that my approach is not working. The second conclusion was that my approach was not sustainable. And my third conclusion was that if I don't change my approach to public speaking, I'm going to have to change my career. So also on that flight, literally right on that flight, that became my career-long journey of self-reflection, trying to find some answers so I could figure out how I never go through this experience again. So I never wanted to go through that again. You might be wondering, hey, who is this Anthony Linden guy? Why should I listen to him? Well, I'm not famous. I'm going to be completely honest. I'm not famous. I'm not on TV. I'm not a social media influencer. I'm not a best-selling author. I'm a magician. I'm a team building trainer, and I do some speaking. But what I bring to the table today is over my 30-year career, I have done thousands of paid presentations to business audiences across North America. And my specialty is using magic as a marketing and communications tool. And what I do is I custom design magic presentations to help my clients deliver their sales and marketing messages at events like trade shows, product launches, sales meetings, staff training events, client hospitality events. I do a lot of work for the 20-80, they call it, 20% of the clients that give them 80% of the business. So I'm kind of used to high stakes performance and environment. The secrets that I'm going to share with you are the results of kind of my journey, and they are things that I've come up with that have worked for me, and they're my gold, but they may not necessarily be your gold. So I invite everyone listening to critically examine what I'm saying and ask yourself, you know, do you like what I'm saying? Do you agree with it? And if you don't, please ask yourself why, because your answers will be your gold. And I think that's your takeaway from our time together. So let me tell you a little bit about my journey. It was long, it was hard. And first of all, it's ongoing. It never ends. The quest to be, for self-improvement, it never ends. I had to take a long, hard look in the mirror and I had to ask myself some very tough, probing questions. And over time, a number of things emerged. And the first thing that I realized was the importance of what we call self-talk. Self-talk is the conversation, it's the little voice that's in our head that tells us what to believe, what we can do, what we can't do, and it really influences both our perception and our perspective. And very simply, positive self-talk can produce positive results. Negative self-talk produces negative results. And what I realized was that I had an ongoing issue of negative self-talk about public speaking, and it was creating a negative attitude. Here's the bottom line. If you tell yourself public speaking is going to be hard, it's going to be stressful, it's going to be a chore, guess what? It's hard, it's stressful, and it's a chore. So that was my first realization. The next thing I did is I took a long, hard look and I said, what is it that's pushing my buttons? What are my fears? And I identified my three big fears: fear of failure, fear of making mistakes, and fear of looking unprofessional. And the more I unpacked those fears, it occurred to me what these fears really are. They're negative self-talk. This was the negative dialogue that I was having in my head. Over 30 years, not one client ever came up to me and said, Anthony, I hope you don't fail. Anthony, I hope you don't make mistakes. Anthony, I hope you don't look bad. Never, never happened. But this was the extra pressure I was putting on myself through negative self-talk. So then the next step was, if it's negative self-talk, maybe I can replace the negative self-talk with positive self-talk. And I can start neutralizing, mitigating, proactively managing those fears and minimizing the impact that they were having on me. So that led me to develop the secrets that I'm going to share. And what these secrets are essentially positive self-talk replacement to the negative self-talk. Replace the fear with this positive self-talk. So let me get into these secrets, and I hope you appreciate. First of all, these are very simple secrets, very simple concepts, but I've been using them, probably over 20 years, and they've really helped me continually take the stage, whether it's 10 people at a trade show, whether it's 500 people at a sales meeting. They've allowed me to continually take the stage and command that stage with confidence and conviction. So our first secret is, it's a conversation, not a presentation. It's a conversation, not a presentation. This has been the game changer for me. This one piece of self-talk has literally changed my career. I say it to myself, I think about it while I'm organizing a presentation, while I'm writing it, while I'm rehearsing, while I'm practicing, and before I take the stage, I like to remind myself. So what does this accomplish by saying to myself, it's a conversation, not a presentation? What it's doing is it's reframing my approach to public speaking from a high stress, high pressure scenario, a presentation, to a low stress, low pressure scenario, a conversation. What's a conversation? That's generally relaxed, and it's an exchange of information. You don't really worry about how you're saying it. You worry about, and your focus, as I should say, on exchanging information about being understood and understanding the person you're having that conversation with. The minute I reframed and I said to myself, I'm going to go have a conversation with my audience, do you know what it did? Well, how it helped me was it took all that stress and pressure and anxiety, and it just deflated it. Because I wasn't worried about being a spiffy presenter. I was worried about having a conversation. So it took that pressure. It took that anxiety. It helped me relax. And the minute I started to relax, I was able to really focus on being a little more authentic and genuine on stage, because I wasn't trying to put an act on to make a presentation. So the fear of failure, how this affected that is because I reduced all my stress and anxiety. It just diffused that fear. I didn't have to worry about failing because, you know, I wasn't judging myself against some high bar of delivering an ultra presentation. I was saying, I'm going to have a talk with my audience and I'm going to share my information with them. And all of a sudden, the fear of failure just greatly diminished, because the expectation that I put on myself had changed. So each of these secrets has the self-talk point. First point is, it's a conversation, not a presentation. The point now is an action point. And this is critical. You have to think it and then you have to act it. The action point is see yourself having a talk with your audience. This, again, I can't emphasize enough that one sentence, see yourself having a talk with your audience. It just is such a game changer. The minute I start feeling any sort of tension or pressure, I'm just having a talk with my audience. Extremely, extremely powerful. So that's secret number one. Secret number two, strive for connection, not perfection. Strive for connection, not perfection. Well, what does this do? First of all, it focuses my energy on the goal of connecting and communicating with the audience, being aware of the audience and their needs, not my needs. Because what is focusing on perfection? Well, it's focusing on not making mistakes. And I'm sure I don't have to tell you, the minute you think, I better not make any mistakes, do you know what happens? You start making mistakes. Every minute you focus on perfection, you lose 60 seconds of connection. I know that's an old saying, but it really applies. Throw that notion of perfection. By the way, it's a self-defeating notion. This ideal of perfection that we strive for. I think it's self-defeating. We put that bar so high, this notion of perfection, we never reach it. And then when we don't reach it, all it does is reinforce the negative that we see. Oh, I didn't do this. I didn't do that. I didn't do this. I didn't get close to this level of perfection that I'm trying to achieve. Very counterproductive. I do it myself, and I tell my clients, why not strive for self-improvement? Videotape your presentations, transcribe them, get feedback from clients, constantly strive to improve all aspects of your public speaking. That's great, but don't focus on perfection, particularly while you're on the stage. Focus on connection. So when I go back to the next fear, the fear of making mistakes, well, mistakes generally are twofold. You can have content mistakes, and you can have delivery mistakes. For now, I'm going to assume everyone has great content. Everyone is well organized, well prepared, so we don't have to worry about content. The next thing is the delivery error. Well, that can be a potential problem, but to really have a negative impact on any sort of a presentation, you have to have a major, major, serious, serious presentation meltdown error, which generally doesn't happen. So the fear of making mistakes becomes less and less because my concern is connecting with the audience, not achieving perfection, and really not even focusing on my presentation. So now this fear of mistakes just kind of goes by the wayside. If you think, here's what I've learned. A powerful message, a powerful connection with the audience, that forms a bridge between you and your audience. And that bridge has big foundations that keep the bridge up. And those foundations are built on trust and authenticity and credibility and believability. You go over that bridge, you might have the occasional pothole, little hiccup. That's a delivery error. And I'll tell you have a solid bridge, client, audience, no one's going to notice. They're not going to care. What they're going to take away from that presentation is the power of the message and the incredible connection that you had. So for this secret, our self-talk point is strive for connection, not perfection. And what's your action point? Focus on the audience's need, not yours. So in other words, focus on the audience, not your delivery. This is a total mind shift from usually our whole concern is we're up on stage and yeah, I got to make sure this and this, and I have to make sure I'm standing in the right way. And what's that formula about eye contact again? I've got to do this and I've got to do that. And my approach has been focus on the message, focus on the audience. And for some reason, all those other elements generally will come together and will follow the lead. So that is secret number two. Secret number three, strive to express, not impress. Strive to express and not impress. What this does is, again, this takes my energy and my focus away from delivery and puts it on the message. The previous secret was about focusing on the audience. Now, this secret is about focusing on the content, focusing on your message. So when you talk about express, not impress, express the message. Focus on articulating the value and the benefit of this message, how it is going to help your audience achieve whatever that goal is. Now, you know, this is, I'm in the live event business. I make my living standing in front of people, communicating to them. And I have to tell you, it is such human nature to want to impress the audience. You want to let them know just how, well, kind of how smart you are, how much homework you've done, how much prep you've done, you know, how you've thought these things through, how so well organized you are, and how well this you are, and how well that you are. And it's kind of like you just want them to know that. Well, the problem is if that's your focus, what it does is it takes the focus away from the message, and it takes the focus away from the connection. Think of it this way. If you're on stage and you have a spotlight, you shine that spotlight on you, all it does is illuminate you. But this is interesting. Think of this for a second. Take that spotlight, shine it on the audience. Illuminate the audience, illuminating the audience in your message. And what will happen is that light will reflect back from the audience and shine on you. And then illuminate all that you are doing. Your genuine desire to help, your commitment to understand their needs, your commitment to be professional and respectful. And it's just so fundamentally different of shining the spotlight on you and being a dancing clown. Look at me, look at me, look at how great I am, as opposed to let's shine it on the audience. Let them bask in the glory of that light as they receive your content and understand how it can be applied to them. And you know what they'll do? They'll gladly shine it back on you because you're helping them. That's what we talk about. The other thing is, and this is a bit of a secret from the entertainment business. In our entertainment business, we have a mantra called show, don't tell. In other words, you show, you demonstrate your passion. You demonstrate your conviction. You demonstrate your credibility. You demonstrate your believability. You don't tell people. If you have to tell the audience that you're believable, if you have to tell the audience you're credible, well, you're already on shaky ground. Because the audience and people, we believe actions. You know the old saying, actions are more truthful than words? People look at us and they gauge our energy. They gauge our enthusiasm. They gauge our conviction. And they make conclusions about us. And if those conclusions are not consistent with what we're doing on stage, then that is a distraction and it negates the power of our message. All of this from simply trying to impress people. Throw it away. Forget it. Impress people with your actions. Impress your audience with your well-thought-out message. Impress your audience with how well-organized it is, how logical it is, how easy it is to follow. Impress your audience by how you've done the heavy lifting, how you've connected the dots for them and have made it easy for them to have an aha moment, to see something, something that's going to genuinely help them improve their life, lighten their load, and then they will be impressed with you. So our talk point, strive, or our self-talk, strive to express, not impress. And our action item is focus on your message, not your delivery. Focus on the message, not the delivery. These are two consecutive secrets where the emphasis has not been on the delivery. And I think it's kind of like, I don't want to use a sports analogy because not everyone is sports-minded, but if you were to be in a boat and you wanted to get from A to B, what you do is you aim your boat at the location you want to go, and then you start going. You may have to course correct, you may have waves, you might have wind, but you have to have that target of where you want to go. Where we want to go as a speaker is to deliver a compelling message and to help our audience. So if we aim our energies in that direction, do you know what will follow behind us? Our delivery. And what I have found was when I am laser focused on helping someone and delivering that message, do you know what I don't have to think about? Am I moving on stage? Am I looking at people? Am I making gestures? Like all the mechanics of speaking that we want to spend so much time and energy on. Yes, they're important. But I believe if we set ourselves up to be really connecting and expressing, that these things kind of fall into place. Doesn't mean we don't have to be aware of them and we shouldn't be practicing them, but it shouldn't be our focal point while we're on stage. So we're going to express our message. We're not going to try and impress, and we're going to focus on our message and not our delivery. So I'm going to wrap things up here. And first of all, I believe everyone can reduce the stress of public speaking by using positive self-talk to improve their attitude and their mindset. I would invite everyone listening to take a look at themselves, look in the mirror, and maybe try to identify some areas of negative self-talk that you can identify, and then you can change and use replace them with some positive self-talk. You're welcome to use my secrets, or you can come up with your own. The point is, the minute you've identified the negative and replaced with a positive, you're going to see a tremendous improvement. You're going to see an incredible reduction of stress and anxiety, because I believe the greatest stress pressure in public speaking is the stress and pressure we put on ourselves. I said it earlier, you know, clients don't come up to me and tell me how pressure it is and hope I do a good job. And this, it is the fact that I continually have an ideal of what I want the presentation to be. And then at the end of it, I measure my performance against that ideal. And the problem was, as I experienced at that trade show in Chicago, I, you know, for whatever reason, I wasn't able to reach that ideal. And it made me literally throw up from my reaction to it, from my stress, how I questioned my abilities. I questioned my competency. I questioned my commitment. I questioned my resolve. All of that because I couldn't quite do what I told myself I should be doing. So the answer was, let's re-examine. In that case, I had to re-examine, what was I telling myself? And I said, I need to tell myself different things. And again, that's how these secrets came about, because I don't want to keep telling myself negative things. Why make something harder than it has to be? The goal is to understand your goal, understand where you're going, give yourselves the tools and the resources to be successful, get the most direct path there, and to simplify it and to reduce stress and pressure, not add to it. Reduce that stress and pressure. Well, these are the secrets that have helped me really kind of replace fear, stress, and anxiety with poise, confidence, and enthusiasm. And I really believe that this type of approach can help everyone listening today. So I think you can achieve the same. And what I'd like to do is just recap, leave you with the three self-talk points and the three action points. Secret number one, it's a conversation, not a presentation. Your action point, see yourself having a talk with the audience. I cannot stress this enough. If there's just one thing you take away from today, secret number one, it's a conversation, not a presentation. See yourself having a talk with your audience. Secret number two, strive for connection, not perfection. Your action point, focus on your audience's needs, not your own. So focus on your audience's needs, not your own. Secret number three, strive to express and not impress. So focus on delivering your message and not your delivery. That's it. Listen, I want to really thank you for your time. I hope I've provided you with some nuggets of gold that you can apply to your own public speaking. I'd love to hear your feedback, your questions, comments. Drop me a line. I'm Anthony Linden. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.